This is Dabu 7. Just a quick heads up for those that may be in New Jersey using the transit and heading toward Penn Station. This is the second time in 2 weeks that we have had a train derailment at Penn Station. The last one was not that severe. This one wasn't like the one a while back where they just crashed into the whole thing and dropped some of the beams and the scaffolding had collapsed down. Nothing like that here, but they're calling it a slow speed derailment that took place around 9 a.m. They're saying that the train pulled into track 9 at Penn Station with 1,200 riders on board when this happened. Now, they're now being diverted to Hoboken. And they are saying that there was at least one individual injured in this event that they were carrying out here on a stretcher. So, this coming on the heels of a massive terror attack that just took place in St. Petersburg, Russia, at a metro station, at a subway, there was a blast that killed at least 9 people, injured many more, and we just got reports that in St. Petersburg, at that metro station, they just defused another IED. So there were multiple explosives planted on that train, one of them going off, one of them they were able to defuse. I will leave a link for this below, and I will continue to update with more as I come across it. Make sure you're following me on Twitter for the latest updates. Peace.
Let me tell you something, folks. The trains all over the city and half the state have been in a disaster. You're listening to Views with a Twist. My name is JDR on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, on Podomatic.com, John Robinson at writerscafe.org, Tawa Kwan at your-poetry.com. We're on SoundCloud and Pinterest. Let me tell you, I think it was yesterday, all the trains in the city broke down. Basically, all the trains in the city broke down because of an electrical problem. The PATH trains have been in trouble. New Jersey Transit have been in trouble. LIRR have been in trouble. Fix it. Jesus, calamitation. I can't tell you, man. I'm happy that I haven't had to ride the trains, you know, recently because I would be going bananas. Bananas. Anyway, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Some breaking news. We are just learning, according to multiple reports, that Bill O'Reilly is out at Fox News. And this comes after several advertisers dropped his show due to allegations of sexual harassment. O'Reilly had been with the network for over 20 years. And President Donald Trump Bill O'Reilly was actually at the White House, in Rome, who met with the Vatican, the Pope. He was apparently not supposed to have a direct audience, but he had special tickets that allowed him to get into an area where the Pope was on Wednesday morning. We know that the official photographer with the Vatican newspaper was able to capture an image with the Pope. And this comes as dozens of advertisers, Errol, had dropped out of his of financing his show.
And this is just breaking as we're bringing it to you. A statement from 21st Century Fox reads as the following, quote, after a thorough and careful review of the allegations, the company and Bill O'Reilly have agreed that Bill O'Reilly will not be returning to the Fox News channel. And you see a vague reference there to allegations. It had been widely reported recently that a number of women, former Fox News employees, had received payments from the network in connection to what they alleged was sexual harassment at the network. Roger Ailes, the former CEO and leader of Fox News, had stepped down amid a similar suspicious cloud of wrongdoing as it comes to the treatment of women. And you do see there, we showed an image of President Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly. The president had defended publicly Bill O'Reilly amid all of these allegations. It is a concerning time for the most popular host at the most popular news network in the country. The Bill O'Reilly program and his self-styled No Spin Zone would be able to demand very high rates from advertisers over the past few years because of its really prime real estate on the guide that we all watch on the TV network landscape.
Folks, let me make a comment when it comes to this whole Bill O'Reilly thing. I was listening to Stephen Colbert just a couple of days ago, and apparently this thing has been going on for years and people have known about it. People have known about it and it has been going on for years and it has finally hit a head. It's really weird because I didn't think Bill O'Reilly was a bad guy. I didn't know he was such a pervert. You know, I always thought he was a halfway decent guy. But, you know, that's him calling the one chick, he called it, what do you call it, a hot chocolate? Oh my God. You have to be kidding me, right? You actually said that to a black woman? You called her hot chocolate? I was in Germany. We played in East Germany once when the wall fell. And the producer of the show, we had this small, really petite black singer. She was a lovely little girl. Woman. I'm sorry. She wasn't a little girl. She was a woman. And she was very small. She was, you know, she might have been 5 feet. And she was very, you know, she was very petite. And he had the nerve to call her a coffee bean. He didn't mean any harm when he said that. You know, he said, my sweet little coffee bean. She went ballistic. Ballistic. The guy didn't even know what he had said that made her go so ballistic. But she had totally went ballistic. And I mean, this Bill O'Reilly thing, man. I mean, why do these guys just all think, you know, just because they got a little power in the media and stuff like that, that they can just grope women and call women all kinds of names and come up with their fucking horrible old men breath and stuff like that and, you know, trying to turn them on. And, oh my God, if I was a woman, I'd be puking constantly. Jesus Christ, if you hear that brooming in the background, that's because they're still doing some work on the outside of the building that I am in. I'm trying to get this show in before they really get loud, because they can really get loud. So, you know, if you hear that little brooming in the back, it's not any audio technical problems that we have. It's those guys out there making noise. Okay, you're listening to Views with a Twist. I shall return.
Yep. If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby. You don't want no problem with me. You don't want
fuck you thought it was. You talk that make a lame ass nigga fall in love. Not me though, bitch, you could keep those. Bro, I'm at your head like Craig did Debo. Don't tweak, bro, it's never sweet, oh. My shooters come for free, so if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread niggas in your lobby. You don't want no problem when no problem with me. You don't want no problem when no problem with me.
Yup.
Pull up in a new thing with my girl. You don't want no problem when no problem with me. You don't want no problem when no problem with me. You don't want no problem when no problem with me.
Like a helicopter, I ain't putting up weed in the blunt. All you do is smoke tobacco. Where the hell you get them from? Yeezy said he ain't made them. My nigga chasing bounty hunters and getting chased by their baby mama. My first tat was on my stomach. Got a pocket full of money and a mind full of ideas. Some of this shit may sound weird. Inside of the Maybach look like it came out of IKEA. Run shit like diarrhea. Big yacht, no pie still. I cap. I'm so high, me and God dappin'. This my blessing, this my passion. School of hard knocks, I took night classes.
You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me.
Bigger than he boy, yeah. My deposits, they be on steroids, Lord. Free the Carter, niggas need the Carter. Sacrificing everything, I feel like Jesus Carter. Hold up, I got it sold up. My soda pulled up, my walls up. I'm flipping those bucks, they doing toe tucks. I roll up and let the smoke puff. I lay down toes up, hold up. Get too choked up when I think of old stuff. Move on, put my goons on, they kidnap newborns. In the streets, my face a coupon, her pussy too warm. All these bitches come to do harm, just bought a new charm. Fuck a watch, I buy your new arm, you lukewarm. I'm Uncle Luke with the hoes, pretty bitches centerfolds. Tipping toes around my crib in they robes, just they robes. Half a million in the safe, another in the pillowcase. Codeine got me moving slower than a caterpillar race. What wrong with you, what you was thinking, what you thought it was? I just pop out Percocets and only caught a buzz. And if that label try to stop me, they gon' be some crazy Weezy fans waiting in the lobby. No like
that. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Just another day at the pickup on the mail. They gon' channel riding through the street, they be like they go. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me.
Rich Edson works the State Department for us and is checking his sources there. Rich, anything?
Oh, well, you know, Shep, we haven't heard back from the State Department yet, but this is one of the many international threads that are flowing through France right now. And as you have pointed out and have stressed, we don't have any further information as to what the motivation of this shooting might be. You did talk about the elections that are ongoing, and the French authorities have said they have stopped earlier this week an imminent terrorist attack in that country in the southern port city of Marseille, just a couple of days before the Sunday first round of the French elections. There has also, all around Europe, particularly in France, has been a history and something that the U.S. State Department has pushed and to notify Americans traveling over there, is that there are these what are known as low-grade attacks, those where people seize trucks, seize guns, and attack open targets, as opposed to high security areas like airports, they attack open crowds. And that's something that the State Department has stressed that Americans be concerned about when they go over there. This, as the United States continues to try to figure out its way on how it's going to, under the Trump administration, confront ISIS, and not only ISIS in Syria, but how ISIS can inspire actors throughout the region. Shep?
Hey, folks, it's JDR. And, you know, it's another tragic attack in Paris, in France, period. And my question about this attack is this. ISIS took claim for this attack. Now, the gentleman that was shot, that was responsible for shooting these two policemen, or was it three policemen and a couple of tourists, I think it was, and one policeman died, as far as I understand. From what I understand, this guy had done like 14 years on separate occasions, a total of 14 years in prison for shooting cops. So the guy had a thing about shooting cops. So that's not necessarily a terrorist. This is a guy that was just deranged. Now, ISIS might take claim for it because the guy has a Muslim, you know, the guy's probably Muslim, but from right now, from the pieces that I can put together, this wasn't a terrorist plot. This was just some freak that got his hands on some weapons and went out and shot some cops. He just unloaded. I don't know. You know, we'll find out. We'll find out what that's all about. Anyway, you're listening to Views with Twists on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Parliament.com, John Robinson at your-poetry.com, John Robinson at writerscafe.org, Tawaquan at your-poetry.com. That's why I stopped. I got confused. We're also on SoundCloud and Pinterest. And I shall return and ignore the noise in the background.
Former New England Patriot player Aaron Hernandez was found dead in his jail cell this morning. That happened at around 4 o'clock. The discovery was made around 4 o'clock. Let's get right out to Josh Brogadier. He's at Gillette Stadium with what we know.
Well, Randy Antoinette, what we know so far is that around 3 o'clock is when apparently Aaron Hernandez was found by corrections officers. 4 o'clock is when they say that he was taken to the hospital and officially pronounced dead. What we've learned so far is that Hernandez was found hanged with a bed sheet on the window area of his cell. He's in a single cell in general population at the Sousa Baranowski Correctional Facility. That, of course, is in Shirley, Massachusetts. Now, we know Hernandez was acquitted of double murder in the deaths of Saphiro Furtado and Daniel De Abreu. They both killed in 2012, but Hernandez was acquitted of those murders on Friday. Only convicted by the jury on one gun charge. The rest of the charges, he was acquitted. Now this comes a few days after that, and of course he was convicted in the death of Odin Lloyd a few years before that. Hernandez, a New England Patriot, former Florida Gator, drafted out of Florida by the Patriots. Before that, he's from Bristol, Connecticut. Certainly had a troubled past in high school, was in Florida, had some trouble there as well, and then drafted by the Patriots, was a star on this football team alongside Rob Gronkowski for several years with the New England Patriots. And now, of course, following his conviction in Odin Lloyd and then his arrest in the 2012 murder, we did learn today he has committed suicide. His family has been notified. A little bit more information we're finding out about what happened. He was found hanging from a bed sheet, they say, police say, state police, also the Department of Corrections. They also said that he jammed the inside door with various items. Now, state police continue to investigate this. Of course, as soon as we find out more information, we will bring it to you live. For now, live in Foxborough, Josh Brogadier, WCVB News Center 5.
All right, Josh, thank you. Really just a stunning development. In this case that really we've been watching for years, Aaron Hernandez going from a huge football star to this.
We'll be right back.
First things first, folks. My condolences go out. My heartfelt condolences go out to the family of firefighter Tunney, who lost his life fighting a fire in Ridgewood, Queens. My heartfelt condolences go out to all firefighters of this city, state, and great nation of ours. And I give my shout outs to the FDNY, the NYPD, first responders, EMS workers, pet caretakers, ASPCA, North Shore Animal League, SOS Wildlife of India, my friends, meine Freunde in Deutschland, people that listen to me, and please keep Firefighter Tunney in your hearts. He was a great man. He was a rocker. Which, you know, scores even more points, you know, for me. And it's a shame. It was a tragic accident, and it's always hard when you lose such a hero. So my heart goes out to his family and his friends, his comrades. He'll always be there. I'll be back.
Thank you. Fox has alerted just getting in news that the so-called Facebook killer has shot and killed himself. Peter Juicy is live outside City Hall in Cleveland. Peter, what else do we know?
Jenna, we know that this is a really quick break in the story because just 2 hours and change ago at a press conference with officials from the Cleveland Police Department, the FBI, the ATF, the U.S. Marshals Service, they really were saying that investigators had no idea where this suspect was. They said they didn't know if he was in Cleveland. They had no reason to really believe that he had left Cleveland. But at one point, I asked the gathered officials if these license plate readers that law enforcement officials will use in situations like this in manhunts where they are specifically looking for one vehicle, if they had gotten any hits on this suspect's 2016 white Ford Fusion. And they all looked at each other, the members of the different agencies, and shrugged, and they said they had not. They still didn't know if he was by himself or if he was getting help from anybody, but they did believe that he had at least one weapon, the pistol that is seen in that Facebook video where this suspect, Steve Stevens, just approaches someone on the sidewalk and appears to kill them. This helpless senior citizen who was picking up aluminum cans on the sidewalk, that murder scene was the last known location of Steve Stevens until this word came in from the Erie Police Department. It appears that somebody in their agency, in one of their law enforcement agencies in Erie, Pennsylvania, spotted the car today, was pursuing the suspect, but then he stopped somewhere in Erie and killed himself. We don't know, again, still, if he was by himself in the car, but they very quickly called a press conference that is back inside, same spot that they were 2 hours ago, and they had no idea what was going on. And we do expect to get a full readout of everything that law enforcement officials know at this point, but it's obviously a lot more than they knew just when they woke up this morning, and we were all wondering what the latest was, and they didn't have anything to tell us.
Well,
now they did.
Interesting turn of events. The Pennsylvania State Police confirming the Facebook killer and all the details that you've reported, Peter, to us. They confirmed them on their Facebook page. That'll be an interesting thing to talk about in the future, about the way that the social media has woven itself into this big story. Peter, thank you very much. Back to you in Cleveland as we await the presser there, and we'll be right back with more happening now.
Yeah, folks, you're listening to JDR. This is Views with a Twist. And let me tell you something. Thank God they got the guy. I mean, well, thank God. Well, what can you know, he shot himself. I mean, you know, hey, what do you do? You know, another, you know, that Facebook killer is not so tragic because he took somebody's life and put it on Facebook. This individual, Aaron Hernandez, ex-wide receiver for the New England Patriots, who just signed a $40 million contract before he was arrested and sentenced to 25 years to life. Excuse me. That's tragic. Because you have to wonder to yourself what was going through his mind at that point. Because he had just been acquitted of two murders. But yet he still had to do life in prison for the murder of the one minor league football player that they said that he had killed. Many are saying that it's because he wanted to save whatever money he had left for his kids and his family. That's possible. Listen, just the daunting realization of prison and knowing that you're going to be there until you die is enough to make you hang yourself. You can be the toughest person in the world. Let me tell you something. Prison will break you down to a little baby. And listen, maybe, you know, I don't know what to say there, but I mean, many people think that, you know, Aaron, he got what he deserved because he killed a man. Hey, yeah, he killed a man. Yeah, he did. And he basically, in the eyes of the law, did get what he deserved, which was life in prison. Him taking his life is, well, I don't know. You can say it's the easy way out, but let me tell you, you have to be in an altered state of mind to take your life. A very altered state of mind. So that's, you know, one thing. And, you know, this Facebook killer guy, hey, listen, he had reached his wit's end. You know, he was psychologically done. He was psychologically done. You know, from the time that he had killed that 74-year-old man to the time he killed himself, he was, even before that, even before he had killed the old man, he was psychologically done. And he had just raised to a point. And unfortunately, people don't see it. And people wouldn't, when people do see it, they don't respond. They don't respond in the correct manner. You know? You see the guy needs help, get him help. I got a little cold. Yeah, I guess you can hear it. Anyway, folks, you're listening to Views with a Twist. My name is JDR on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS. I'm Podomatic.com. John Robinson at writerscafe.org. TowerQuant at your-poetry.com. We're on SoundCloud and Pinterest. I hope there's not a whole lot of noise going through this microphone from out, because they're drilling all over the place, man. This is crazy. I don't think I'll be back because it seems like it's going to get louder. But there is still plenty of show left, so sit back, relax, and enjoy.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Come on. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip
it. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance.
jump on it. If you've succeeded and flown it,
what a Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch. Come on. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, hey.
Sounds like you people have not stopped celebrating from 420 yesterday, aren't you? It was 420 yesterday, or as you know how I call it, Christmas. But, no, everybody was celebrating. And over at the United Terminal, they had dragged a guy off Jefferson Airplane. No, it's a hard day for Republicans. They have to decide which they hate more, medical or marijuana. I mean, what... We got a plan. The health care plan.
Trump.
Did you see him the other day? The health care plan. He said this word for word. He said the plan gets better and better and better. And it's gotten really good and a lot of people are liking it a lot. And then Ivanka gave him a lollipop. So, I mean, these people... I don't want to say their head is up their ass, but they misplaced an aircraft carrier this week. That's kind of hard. Did you see that? Trump, like a week ago, said, you know, because we're about to go to war with North Korea. No biggie. Trump said we have an armada heading towards North Korea. Actually, it was heading in the exact opposite direction, halfway around the world. Who knew maps were so complicated? Who knew? Nobody knew. It's okay. We fixed this. Trump put Jared Kushner in charge of figuring out which way is east. Well, he's new to confrontations with North Korea. His first idea was to make Hawaii build a wall. I mean, what the... Did you... Speaking of Hawaii, did you see what our Attorney General Jeff Sessions said about Hawaii? This guy is from Alabama, by the way. He was bitching about Trump's travel ban being struck down by a court in Hawaii. And he said, again, word for word, I really am amazed, he said, that a judge sitting on an island in the Pacific can issue an order that stops the president. Yeah, what do they think they are, a state? And what would Hawaii know about national security? When have they ever been attacked? Forget the wall. We need to build a blackboard because these people are stupid. Trump's whole MO, if I can get this right, after almost 100 days, seems to be... plan A is just talk out of your ass. Oh, we can have much better health care, way less money. We can get rid of the debt very quickly. Wipe out ISIS very quickly. Okay, then he finds out that's all bullshit. Plan B, develop a policy based on whoever you just talked to. He said this week that he found out that Korea was complicated because he was talking to the president of China, and he said, and I quote, after listening for 10 minutes, I realized it's not so easy. These are the parts I'm not making up. Our president is getting his talking points on Korea from China. Wasn't Omarosa around or some other expert? What about... Did you see who he had to the White House yesterday? He had Sarah Palin and Ted Nugent. Sarah Palin and Ted Nugent, or as their fans call them, the slow and the furious. And... Oh, and I'm sorry, and Kid Rock to complete... to complete the axis of redneck. And there they are. It's a, there's a picture of them. See? Yeah. This is them just prior to heading out to the Rose Garden to shoot some varmints for lunch. But I know what you really want me to talk about. Bill O'Reilly. Well, you know. You've been following this story for a while. It has not been going well for Bill. And apparently this week at the last straw, a black woman who worked at Fox News came forward and said he used to call her hot chocolate, which I find shocking. Fox News hired a black woman? Shocking. Shocking. Oh. There was universal condemnation. Sean Spicer today said, come on, even Hitler didn't call black women hot chocolate. But, yeah, Bill O'Reilly gone. That is the end of an era. First, Lawrence Welk died. Now Bill O'Reilly is gone. My question, how is the Craftmatic Adjustable Bed Company supposed to reach its customers now? And now the big man at Fox News is Sean Hannity. And amid all the troubles over there, I want you to know Hannity remains completely free of any sex scandal, unless you count the nightly on-air blowjob he gives to President Trump.